Good evening. It is 8:35. You're listening to live election coverage from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bechtesh. All of the newest results are in online, aspenpublicradio.org. We have an entire chart of everything that you voted on this election season. Carrie Donovan is leading 60-40 over her challenger, Olin Lund. Incumbent Republican Scott Tipton is leading over his challenger, Diane Mitz-Bush, 52-42. It's being called that Jared Polis is the next governor of Colorado with 51% of the vote. Eagle County is reporting preliminary results for its county commissioner race. Democratic incumbent Jeannie McQueenie has received 62% of the vote for the county commissioner, with Republican challenger Jacqueline Cartier receiving 37%. Reporter Kristen Kay spoke with McQueenie after the results came in.
First, what does your apparent selection by the voters tell us? Like, what are they saying yes to by reelecting you?
You know, I suspect really what is the bottom line is that we have an exceptional strategic plan that is being implemented. We've had some big wins in mental health, which was ignored by, well, the state. Everybody in mental health is generally ignored. And we passed a ballot initiative last year, and we have created a mental health system that we're able to start to fill some of the gaps. We're finally seeing the backlog in building, just in housing, kind of come free. And so some affordable housing units are being approved with some of the tools that we have in our toolbox in terms of making that happen. I think that our open space question on the ballot this year is right now at 80% support.
That's correct, yeah.
That is an indication that the purchases we've made in the past couple of years are appreciated.
I want to ask about the Roaring Fork Valley specifically. We're kind of a little bit of outliers of Eagle County. How will you represent the Roaring Fork Valley and listen to the concerns of voters here?
We spend a lot of time in the Roaring Fork Valley, but we're there doing work. So if you're not in the work that we're doing, you know, in the community meeting or in the whatever we've come over to do, or then you don't know that we were there. So I think having more presence and just being recognized for the presence that we have.
Eagle County is facing some contentious issues, some of which you've mentioned, you know, development, cost of living. How are you planning on addressing and dealing with some of that divisiveness?
The strategy is to listen. That's the overwhelming strategy, is to listen to the voices and to try and incorporate those voices into the solutions. You know, people say to us, oh, what are you going to do with that piece of property over there if the Forest Service sells it? And it's like, well, we don't have any plans. We're not buying it. The Forest Service is selling it. We don't have any plans. What does the community want to do? So it really is that we are led by the community of what do they want to see happen. If a project becomes a proposal, or something from the Forest Service becomes something for sale, then we would certainly be looking to the community. We don't have plans.
Jeannie, anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just really happy at this point. This is my fourth election. 4 years ago, it was well past midnight, and so this is an unexpected. I'm happy to see it being resolved a little earlier than midnight.
Yes.
I think we all are. That was Jeannie McQueenie speaking with reporter Kristen Kay. Eagle County is reporting in preliminary results that McQueenie has been reelected for Eagle County Commissioner over challenger Jacqueline Cartier. I'm Allison Bechtesh in the studio with Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, who is keeping us updated online. Elizabeth, let's hear about some more of the results that are coming in.
Well, we had seven Fire questions in the Roaring Fork Valley, everywhere from Aspen to Glenwood Springs. Some of those are mill levies. Some of those are bond questions. And we are seeing strong support for all of the questions asking for support for local fire districts. Anywhere between 60% and 80% of voters are supporting those, depending on kind of the different jurisdiction. So I think there's strong support for fire. We're seeing really tight races with the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority. And some other ones in the city of Aspen too.
And we heard earlier Kristen Kay was out at the polls talking to voters, and a lot of them said they had the fire district on their mind, and they had it on their mind because we had that fire. The Lake Christine fire, of course, affected the valley throughout. You are listening to live election coverage from Aspen Public Radio. The most up-to-date results can be found on our website, aspenpublicradio.org.